The Cold War was a very exciting and a very fearful time. It was highlighted by many highs and lows. The Korean War, the space race, Vietnam, the detente, the war in Afghanistan, to the fall of the Berlin Wall. None came as close to global annihilation as the event that defined Kennedy's short time in office. I'm talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis. On October 15th, 1962, a hot mid-autumn day, on the ground was a small, barely visible shadow. Up in the sky, an American U-2 spy plane, flying over Cuba, who recently became a communist country thanks to Fidel Castro and his revolution. The mission report came back to Washington, and what they saw had sparked fear in their hearts, as the Soviets had been building missiles in Cuba for quite some time. John F. Kennedy, president at the time, convened with a group known as the Executive Committee of the National Security Council, also known as XCOM, an emergency council to advise the president. Notable members of this council was Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara, Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson, Attorney General Robert Kennedy, and his brother, the president himself, John F. Kennedy. Upon learning of this discovery, Kennedy met with the Soviet Minister of Foreign Affairs, Andrei Gromyko, who said the missiles were for defense purposes only. He met with XCOM to decide what to do, and on October 22nd, he addressed the nation for the first time. Earlier that day, Kennedy had moved the United States to DEFCON 3 and ordered a naval blockade of Cuba, the last thing standing between the world and nuclear war. Upon learning the Americans had put a naval blockade on Cuba, Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev ordered his naval forces to go through the blockade, thinking the Americans would back off. To his surprise, they did not. The two fleets stood off against one another, as the two sides were trying to cool down hostilities between them. One Soviet nuclear submarine, the B-59, almost fired its warheads at America when they approached too close. Two of the three officers in charge of making the decision to turn the key did, but one of them, Soviet officer Vasily Arkhipov, did not, and he was the one who was credited single-handedly stopping a nuclear war. On October 25th, the United States hit DEFCON 2, the highest it had ever been. On October 27th, a U-2 spy plane accidentally flew into Russia as another one got shot down over Cuba. Kennedy received a letter from Khrushchev stating the Soviets would remove the missiles from Cuba only if the U.S. promised not to invade Cuba and remove its Jupiter missiles from Turkey. On the 28th, Khrushchev announced on Moscow radio they are dismantling their missiles in Cuba. The crisis had been averted, and after several weeks of negotiations, the Americans removed their naval blockade. Most historians agree that the Cuban Missile Crisis was the closest the two superpowers ever got to a nuclear war. As the U.S. got to DEFCON 2, it was never even close again. And this is also seen as the peak of the larger Cold War. Had Kennedy ordered an airstrike, or that Soviet officer turned the key, we may have not been alive to tell about it.